It's a scorching hot day here in Guangzhou, one of the largest cities on the planet in South China. A bustling city of around 11 million people, which has been one of China's most important trading hubs for centuries. Throughout its history, Guangzhou, formerly known as Canton, has served as a major destination for traders coming from all over the world. Recently, however, the city has become famous for its trade with the African continent, due to its growing African migrant population. I've come to Sanyuanli, an area famed for its markets, known by many as Little Africa. Traders from all over Africa come here to buy anything and everything to sell back home, from clothes, shoes and electronics, to motorbike parts, rubber ducks and hair extensions. You name it, you can get it here. Now, despite the area being known for its trading activity, a vibrant music scene is beginning to take shape, and I've come to meet Nigeria singer-songwriter Lo D, who came here 2 years ago to pursue his music career.
Yeah, when I came down here in China, the Chinese were kind of closed up to the kind of Nigerian songs because they're not used to it and they're not really understand it. Maybe it's a language problem, but with time, they started loving it and dancing to it. Sometimes they don't even understand what they're dancing to, but they really love the tune and the move of the dance. To really break through right now, I think the best thing right now is to a Chinese song in Chinese language and in their kind of rhythm, because the Chinese has their pattern of song they do, so kind of flow to that same pattern. I think with that I'll break through.
Many African artists here in Guangzhou have found the Chinese music scene difficult to break into. I went to speak to Chinese music producer David, who has worked with countless African musicians, and he outlined some of the problems they face here in China.
It's hard for them to success in China because of the language background and the culture difference. In Beijing, some African artists seems like they are very successful. It's only because they already changed their style. For me, they are no longer African. For me, they are now Chinese people.
I then spoke to Nigerian musician Debocha, who feels he has found a way to bridge the musical styles of China and Nigeria.
What makes me different is that I sing in Chinese and my music style is a Western style. You'll be wondering where I'm from. That's why I start remixing my song in Chinese and writing and singing in Chinese as well, because China is a big market. Afro-Chinese hip-hop is a new thing, you know.
So could you give us a flavor of your music?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my best track that moved me so much is called I Feel Good. I decided to put this track on the Chinese remix with the rapper Cherish Lee. Her real name is Li Wenjian. She has a very good passion to remix this song with me. And the songs go this way. Something of that nature, you know? So when you hear her rap, it's gonna be wonderful.
Many of Debocha's Nigerian fan club here in Guangzhou think his new style of music will help to boost his profile in China, and Debocha plans to release his new Afro-Chinese hip-hop record in the new year. Nationally, China's music industry hasn't picked up on Guangzhou's African musicians, but in this city, artists such as Lo D and Debocha are gaining in popularity, regularly performing all over town. The African diaspora pack out clubs and dance halls for their concerts, and slowly but surely, a Chinese following is emerging, bringing African and Chinese audiences together.